This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi, Kalim Aleph Gimel. Kalim Aleph Gimel. We've been saying Kalim for a long time. Now we're doing just Aleph Gimel today because I just think there's a lot of details. It's not a huge Mishnah, but so many details and fine details. I think it's good to slow it down for today. Let's review Aleph and Beis, okay, Rabbi Say? And this Parak, we need to review and review and review because there's so many details, but it's so critical for Taurus. Okay, Avos HaTumah. The sources of the Tumah. Most sources are not, and we said that there are some exceptions. Okay. Asherets, the dead bugs, the eight bugs. Shechva Zera, a man's semen. A completely tahar man. A completely tahar man. Anybody in this room? We're not really tahar, should I? So I shouldn't really say that. A completely tahar man. That his semen is tummy. Okay? You have to know that. And the rules of it, but it's tummy. Okay. Tummy mace, a person comes in contact with the dead. He himself is an av. Mitzayro, during the days of his counting. That's after he brought his two birds. Okay? Fine. Mitzayro. Mechatos, they don't have a shir hazah. Chatas water, it doesn't have a shir hazah. Okay, a lot of rules about when it's metame, how it's metame, only involved in sprinkling, not involved in sprinkling, a lot of rules about it, but lemaisa, yeah. Okay, all these things are avatomas. The nature of an avatoma is metame, even a human, even kalim, bemago. The nature is klicheres, it's metame klicheres, again, klicheres, earthenware, is only tell me about avir, something goes into its airspace. You have to come into my airspace. Good. If a person carries them without touching them, okay, then there's no tumah. Okay. Got that klar? Klar. The mission is fairly straightforward. I think as the missions go on, it gets a little more and more complex. So one builds on top of the next. Mishnah Beis. Top of that, we have an avelo, dead animal, carcass. Chaya, behema, not a bird, not fish. Those have different rules. Fish don't think it's any toma. Bird, nevela seif tahar, but beis ablia, when you eat it, there's a toma. But wild animals, kosher animals, non-kosher, as long as they're not shechted, they're nevelos. Chatos water, paraduma water, that has kedei hazah, it's a bigger shear, the amount of sprinkling, which is, I think, the amount you could dip your, the things you need to dip, etc., the hyssop, and etc., yeah, fine. What does it say? Shira Zoya. Okay. They don't really talk about what the Shira Zoya is. See, I'm missing it? I don't see it. Okay. Oh, yeah, here. Yeah, here. The Hazai was done with three givoli of the hyssop, the tevel, the mechatas, and the sprinkle. The shir kedei hazai is the amount of mechatas we needed to immerse the heads of the givolim and to sprinkle. Fine. So these two things, okay, the mechatas and the nevela, shei metamis ha'adam, b'maso letame begodim b'mago. Whoa, that's a lot of words. You lift them, without touching, you're lifting them, that's tumas masa. And you contract tumah that way, They give tumah through being lifted. Okay. Even though you're not touching. Okay. We said including that is hesed, moving it. Okay, keep that in mind. Pushing it, pulling it, etc. Amish, you're not touching it. I'm just pulling it by a string. Tell me. I think so, yeah. You're pushing, you're pulling. You're doing hesed. Fascinating. Dead animal. Take a dead animal and I push it with my truck off the road. I don't know, could be you have tumas. You have tumas masa. I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. But it goes further. Not only are you tame, you become a rishon, by the way. You're metame any begodim that you're touching. the begotten become a rishon l'tuma. Any begotten you're wearing or touching, they all become rishon. They say only kelim, oichlim, and mashkim, not adam and not kli cheres. If you're touching an adam or kli cheres, not. You are, it's as if somehow that the nevela is touching these things, my clothing or these things, and we all become rishons. But only the second I'm carrying it. The second I'm not carrying it anymore, I'm not attached to the tum anymore, then I'm like a rishon l'tuma and I can't be metame kelim. Like, make the machine. Okay, good. Chasuche begodim b'maga. But when you're touching an avail or a chatos, then your begodim are spared. I mean, you become a rishon, and you can, a begodim can't get tumah from a rishon. You can only tame ochel and a mashkim. Okay. Fine. Okay. Mishnah Gimel. Lamal mehen. Next madriga. Boyel nida. Nida, woman saw blood. She doesn't have a tumah. She has to go to the mikvah. She's a nida. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a pasuk. Im shachav yishkav ishoisa. A person is boyel nida. It's a terrible aveira, obviously. Tini does so love. The tummy shivasam. He's going to be tummy. Okay. He's like anida himself. Hmm. Same thing would apply to a friend who's boil a zava or a lettuce. They also have the same tumma in many. There's some differences, but they're all tummy. Okay. What happens? A man who's boil anida. So we say he becomes an avatumma. That's the whole parak is discussing avatumma. So he's an avatumma. That's not a question. The question is his extra stringencies. Shumetame mishkov tachtoin ki el yoin. Okay, a lot of words over here. Let's be introduced to the tumah of medris. Let's understand what medris is. Okay. Medris can be a few different ways. Let's talk about the first one. Mishkov. Things that you lie upon. A bed or a sheet. Mm-hmm. These types of certain people, metame, azav, azava, nidio, ledes, metzaira, those are called tumah yetz migufay, not a tummy mace. Not someone who came tummy from a sheretz or from an avela. No, no. Someone is an avatum is tumah yetz migufay. Mm-hmm. He's metame, anything he's lying on, even if he's not touching. Mm. If he's putting his weight on it, whether he's lying, whether he's standing, or whether he is sitting. That's mishkov. Moishav, things are made for sitting, like a chair. So things meant for lying, mishkov. Things meant for sitting, moshav. Things meant for riding. Animals, no, I mean like a saddle. Merkav. Mm. All these tumas are medrash. Now what happens? So we have this boil nida or zav or anybody else who is on top of many different mattresses. Every single mattress that he's on, every single sheet, I think all the sheets also, I think, I'm not sure about the sheets. Definitely the mattresses, they all have tumas mishkov. He also has mago maso like he had before. He's just going up a notch. Okay. So let's go an example. This boil nida, terrible avera. He's now lying in a bed. A bed spread with many spreads, one on top of the other. He's metame the bed with all its spreads. With the halacha of tumas medris. The halacha of tumas medris. All the ones going down, they're all tumas medris. Even though he only is touching the top one. Aha. Okay. What do they have? They're an av? It doesn't say. It's going to say somewhere. I don't see it right now. I think they're avs. That's, let's read the Mishnah. So he's metame mishkov tachton, and mishkov underneath him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ki elyon. Like something on top of him. What does that mean? Okay. Elyon, something on top of a zav, or the zav category people, zav, and idiolatus. They are metame, without touching, not just what they're lying on, through medrash that we explained, what's on top of them as well. Elyona Shazav, what's on top? Elyona Shazav, what's on top of the Zav? It does not become an Av, it becomes a Rishon. So downwards becomes an Av, upwards becomes a Rishon. Oh. Now here we go. The Mishnah is teaching you, Metami Mishkov Tachton Ke Elyon. The Baal Nida fellow over here, his Mishkov Amayshav, is not an Avatum. It's only a Rishon, because it's Kim Elyon Shazav. So I think the if I'm understanding this correctly, is that usually Medrash, Mishkov Tachton, etc., becomes an Av. Yeah. Mashenki, when it comes to Baal Nida, it's like Elyon, Ke Elyon. It's only a Rishon. So he's got Medrash, but it's got a more lighter category of medrus, lighter halacha of medrus. Now, let's not confuse. Al Yonash Hazav is not the same thing as Tumas Masa. They're exact opposites, actually. Tumas Masa is when the Tumah is on top, being lifted. Al Yonash Hazav is the opposite. The Torah thing's on top, and the Tumah is on below. Okay, get that straight? Because I always got this confused. Masa. Is Masa, which one's on top? The Torah or the Tomei? So no, Masa is the Tomei's on top. When the Tomei, you're lifting up the Tomei, the Tomei's on top. This is, Elyon Shalzav is when the Torah is on top. That's a special Chiddush over here by Azov. Okay, let's go. I wish I could tell you it's only going to get more easy and less complicated, but I'd be lying. Lamalamehen. Let's go to the next category. Gotta keep chazering. Zoyvil Shalzov. The Ziva of the Zav. What is the Ziva of Zav? We're gonna talk about this similar to the Zavim, but it's a masculine emission. Does not come with an aver that is erect. Comes from an aver that is not erect. And it has different consistency than regular semen, etc. It's a sickness. I don't know what it's called in modern day medical terminology. I don't know if they're familiar with it. I have no idea. Ask your local urologist. Okay. Zoivis was his ziva. Rukoi, his spit. These are called the mayonis, the wellsprings of liquid. Shichva zaro, his semen. I know everybody's semen is tame, but this guy is going to get it really, really, really strict. Mimi ragel, his urine. Dama nida, the blood that comes out of a nida. I think there's a discussion. What if it comes not from her private area, but it comes from her, she got a cut in her lip. Yeah. They say over here, it's not an avatum. Okay. So these things are baisai, or avatumas. They're avatumas. So you see some whites, semen or zav. You see some saliva. You see some nida blood. You see some urine. Okay. Woo! Okay, so. Fine. What's the halacha of all these things? Well, they're in time of Maga. That seems to be baseline. Masa. Okay, it sounds like it's a cumulative. So we're going up in Madrid. We Maga and Masa, like we already had before, previous Mishnah. Okay. Now. Oh, here we go. Now, there's something here that's not said in the Mishnah, so we got to read the fine print. What's more, the chumra? The chumra over these is that one who touches them, or one who carries them, is matami the begotim that he's wearing, and the kelim that he's touching at that moment, like by masa before. Okay, so we learned this already. What's the chiddush of this? It says over here. Oh, no, even if you're touching, right. Before we said if you're lifting by masa, here we're being mechadish even by touching it. By the ones we did in Mishnah Beis, then the veil mechatos. Only by masa. And Baal Nida doesn't have any of those. Ooh. Whoa. So again, I read that right? These four things, these liquids, the maga is like the masa. Wherefore, one is touching them or carrying them, is mitami the begotten that he's wearing, or any kelim that he's touching at that moment. Woo! Whoa. Okay. Now we're like going from one thing to the next, or jumping from thing to thing over here. It's like hard to keep track. Okay, that everybody say? What are we saying, Rabbi Say? We're saying that these liquids, they have tumas maga, yes, they have tumas masa, yes, to mitami your begodim, but that the mitami your begodim even when you're just touching them. So it didn't. His mom didn't say that in the Mishnah. She mitami maga uva masa. Okay. Maybe just the fact that the Mishnah's put them together means they have the same halach. Aha, maybe that's the pshat. Okay. All right. We proceed. Lamala mehen. Who's next in the hierarchy? Merkav. Ah. Let's say Azov went on a saddle. Mm-hmm. So we said that it becomes an avatoma. Right? We said by the Baal Nidol, it becomes a Rishon. Kelvayon shel Azov. But these guys, it becomes an Av. Okay, let me get that one more time. Lamala mehen, what is more strict from them? Okay, Merkav. Merkav, a saddle. What's the chumra of the saddle? Shumetame tachas eved mismo. All right, let's get this straight again. We talked about the Merkav, something which is made for riding, like a saddle. So the Zav rode on the saddle. Or sat on it, or leaned on it, etc. So he just made it into an avatoma. Okay? Fine. Without touching it. And right. Boil Nida did not make an avatoma. Boil Nida only made it a Kelly and Shazav. A Rishon, these guys, these Chevra make it an Av. And an Av can be Matame Odom Kalim. Okay. So let's go. So we have over here the Merkav. Okay. It's an avatoma, yeah? All right. Now, what's this Evan Misma business? All right. So here we go. Just like the Zav and his friends are Metame, the Merkav and Medris, if they put their weight on it, the Merkav becomes Tame. The Merkav that is Tame can be Metame, a Tahar person that rides on it. It's a two-way street, my friends. It goes that in that way and come back out that way. It's only by Merkav or all of them? All the medrases. Hayeshiva kli asher yeshiv lo vazov v'tameh ad arev. Even if the Tara did not actually sit or lean on the actual Merkav, but something was in between. For example, a big, heavy stone, he still gets the Toma from the Merkav. The Merkav Toma goes up through the stone and hits him. This is a Chumra of Merkav and everything that we said previously. Everything else previously can give off Toma with Magoma, so the Merkav can give off Toma B'Medris. An Adam Tahar that sits on the Evan Gedoyla with the Merkav Zav underneath becomes a Rishon. Now, there's only by Merkav or at Mishkav and Moshev. It says only Merkav. I'm a little bit confused. Why is this talking about a stone specifically? Just say, it's Matami Medris. To teach you that sitting on the stone is considered a Maisa of Medris, even though your weight of your body is not felt by the saddle because the stone is already so heavy. Number two, the Ketum is conveyed through the stone, even though a stone itself is not Mekabel Tuma. We'll talk about that another time. I don't know, and you become a Rishon, it sounds like. Well.
Who's going to put a stone on the saddle?
That's the good question.
Not
who's
stone,
putting stones on saddles?
Stone.
Oh, okay, so we're not done. All right. Lamalam in a Mishkov. One second. I skipped. Lamalam in Amerikav, who's next in the hierarchy? Mishkov. Oh, you go even higher, your Mishkov. Sheshava ma'go'oi lamasoi. The touching is like carrying it to be metame the kelim that you're wearing. Amerikav doesn't have that chumrah. We spoke about this before. So here we go. We're talking about Mishkov that was set on, not even directly, indirectly. It has Tumas Maga, it has Tumas Masa, it has Tumas Evan Mismal, like a Merkav. But a Mishkav is more Chomer. Just like a person would carry it, would get tumas begodim and kelim that he's touching, so too, the person who's touching it is metame the begodim and kelim that he's touching at that moment. Whereas merkav does not only has masa, not that. L'malo min ha-mishkov. Almost done? Yeah, we're almost done. So, who's above that? Azov. The Zov himself. In the flesh and blood. So Zov oisa mishkov. Vein mishkov oisa mishkov. Azov makes mishkov. And mishkov does not make mishkov. If you put a mishkav azov on top of any mishkavos, they're not tahar. They're not tameh, only the one that touched it. You can't convey tumah that way. Mashikin the zov could through sitting on something. Zov and chaver kim tameh, all these things. They do even misma. What does that supposed to mean? If you put a big stone on the zov and you sit on it, you get tumah? Really? I guess. Yeah, you take lie the Zav down, put a heavy boulder on him, and then you sit on the boulder. It sounds like you'd get Tumah, if I'm reading this correctly. It sounds like I'm getting, I hope I'm getting, I'm understanding. It says, Zav, Hazav v'chaverov metame be'evin misma. I think that's what it means. And Maga b'masa. So he's chomer from everybody that we've done until now. That's it for today, Rabbi Isai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.